Blog Talk Radio.
Comes from Mozambique, Angola, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Botswana, Namibia, Lesotho, Swaziland, and the whole hinterland of South Africa. This train carries on in the young men and old men who are conscripted to come and work on contract in the gold mines of Johannesburg and its surrounding metropolis. Deep, deep, deep down in the belly of the earth, when they're digging and drilling for that mighty evasive stone, or when they dish that mishmash mush food into their iron plate with an iron shovel, or when they hear that choo-choo train a screaming and a puffing in the far horizon, they always curse the coal train that brought them to Johannesburg. Amen.
ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the special edition of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. The air date of this episode is November 6, 2021. Our special edition tonight was inspired by our anchorman tonight, and tonight's show is God versus Devil. And we're going to talk about Dr. Fauci and his bullshit, Hiding Biden mandate and that shit, coons, YASA bosses, believing vax bullshit. We'll also be discussing Aaron Rodgers, the white NFL player who lied about being vaxxed. And also, too, since our show originated in Panthertown, we're going to be talking about the cargo ships that are offshore off the coast of California in limbo, and the port of Oakland is empty. And we're joined by Ramel, the anchorman, and we're joined by Sister Dazzle. And also, too, is open mic. It's uncensored. There's episodes for those of you 18 years of age and over. And then you hiding buying supporters, you're more than welcome to give us a call at 516-418-5996. Dial the number and press 1 to speak live on the air. Now, we know you have
supporters,
got your head bumped. We know you've been bullshitted, just like with the scandemic, plandemic, hoaxdemic, or whatever what the fuck it is. Oh, and by the way, this show is for those 18 years of age and over. Okay, greeting to you, General Ramel. How you be? The Anchorman and Sister Dazzle.
Please, brother.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Formal salute. Yes, sir. My name is Ramel, understanding danger of the peace from the east, understanding understood in the neighborhood near you, bringing a little hope without the double official frontline campaign. I'm on military time, I got my military mind, and I'm on my military grind. And that's what it's all about,
yes,
you know what I mean? You know, fuck the system, fuck the devil. And I was just inspired to talk about this because it is God versus devil nowadays. This is modern day apocalypse. This is the end of the beginning. And moving forward, we can't be falling for the flim-flam, with the banana and tailpipe no more, none of the bullshit, the lies, you know, that are
right,
meant to demonize and just destroy our people. You know, we have Sister Dazzle on the line. She's our guest today.
The mental dead. Speak.
Yes, sir.
Speak, anchor man.
Yes,
speak,
sir. Yeah, true indeed. So, you know what I mean? You know, they're coming with false religion. You know, they're designing certain illnesses that are meant to destroy us, you know, because to me, what I think is that whole COVID shit was meant to destroy us, but it backfired on us. You know
oh,
what
absolutely.
I mean? And,
yes, sir. And then, of course, as you
ahead,
know, was invented in, as you know, it was invented in a lab. The vaccine is bullshit because I just saw on the net, well, a woman's husband who went and got in slammed with this garbage, less than 2 days later, he dies at home in bed. And it appears to be, from what the woman was describing, was a miserable death. This shit is nanotechnology. It is metallicizing your inside. Let's look at three key words here, people. Microsoft, microscope, and microchip. 3 + 3 + 3 = 9. Not somebody pissing on our heads, telling us rain, telling us that the motherfucker adds up to 8 and 10. That should be an insult
right
to your intelligence. And we invite all ass scratchers, YASA bosses, Biden supporters, brain dead motherfuckers to call in at 516-418-5996. Now, you ain't got to agree with Shabaka. You ain't got to agree with
you
that, man.
You ain't got to agree with Ramel neither. Bring the pain.
You ain't got to agree with us at all. Come on in, stand up, be still. And also, too.
Yes, sir.
And your ass scratches are welcome to call. Our haters are welcome to call. We enjoy your hate mail so very, very much. And also, too, as we commonly say, to the heads of MGM, Universal Pictures, at Paramount, at 55, West Melrose Avenue in Hollywood, California, Los Angeles, or whatever what you want to call that goddamn planet. You motherfuckers is welcome to call in, too. We ain't mad at you. We know you're full of shit. And say how you honestly fucking feel, because that there's an old proverb that I learned from the unknown homie out of a rat trap called South Central Los Angeles. Yeah, I'm familiar with the cesspool, you know?
True, indeed.
And, all,
and nowadays, it seems that...
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, brother.
No, and I was going to say
ahead,
a special shout out there. Yeah, special
okay.
shout out there to Ice Cube for not taking the facts and from walking away from the deal he had in Hollywood. So we appreciate that brother for that. Shout out there to Mr. Dave Chappelle as well too for keeping it real.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Harry, Harry, Harry. Truly, you know, my thing is, you know. I think that nowadays, man, we've been bamboozled and flim-flammed and, you know, bewitched and so much trickery. You know, you watch TV, they're feeding you some bullshit, you know what I mean? You know, they
right.
want you to believe in the gray white hope, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they want everybody on some kind of dope. And, you know, they rocking us to sleep slowly. You know what I mean? The whole time, you know, like I said in our other shows, you know, they're going to legalize prostitution. They're going to legalize crack. They're going to legalize heroin. And then they're going to feed us the motherfucking checks. You know what I mean? My thing is, you know, these people are strategic with how they move. And we need to be strategic
Absolutely.
Also.
Oh, yes.
You know, and,
And keeping it real, Anchorman, and keep in mind, too, they've been planning this shit, man. Like, when they implement these new programs with the Stand-Demic, Plan-Demic, the crack cocaine invasion of the black community, the effeminization of the black male, the demasculation of the black male. And I know we have a lady present, but forgiving me for saying so, ma'am, and how they tricking our women into prostituting themselves to get ahead in this diabolical system. But however, folks, it is what it is.
Yes.
And we're just being real about it. And don't nobody spend money the fuck the way that we do. You see what I mean? And if it wasn't
we
got to
come out of that consumer mentality, man. We got to stop being consumers and start being entrepreneurs. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that's why I invited the sister on the show today, because she's an entrepreneur. She busting moves. You know, I really appreciate her input. You know, I've been knowing the sister for some years. Sister Taz, do you have
yes.
anything to say in regards to the subject at hand, ma'am?
Yeah, I definitely think, like, the best way I can explain, like, the power behind this is, you know, if they can feed you, they can starve you. And so many people are dependent on the system that, you know, they say jump and they say how high just so they think that's the only way to keep food on the table. But you're just selling your soul to the devil because you don't want to own your own life. When you own your own life, you ain't got to worry about what somebody else is doing because you're taking ownership and responsibility to handle yours. It's when you depend it. And you need somebody else for your existence, that you got all this mess happening and people not even thinking for themselves and doing their own research. Just researching the ingredients yourself, you'll just find that has been
yes,
your
ma'am.
Bad news theirs. But who's doing their own research? Oh, it's just, I'm going to take hearsay and just go on with it and take it running. No one's questioning anything anymore, and they're just looking like boo-boo the damn food. When they got
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of zombies running around here, I'm going to be on
oh,
my
yes,
island.
Ma'am. They do. Yes, ma'am, they do. And what my vaccine is eating pineapples. I'm drinking me some green tea
okay.
right now. Okay. I'm getting up all the melanin off the sunshine that I can. You know what I'm saying? And as Anchorman so very well puts it, don't fall for the banana pipe in the tailpipe. What they're doing is with this bullshit. Is that they are pissing on our heads, telling us that it is rain. They are taking bowel movements on us, telling us it's snow. And then you got the Yasa bosses who are going out here co-signing that shit. Al Sharpton, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I hate to say, who advocated that NBA players take this bullshit. Yeah, yes, and this is why I appreciate the brother who went on and took a, what's his name, Kyrie Irving, I believe. He went on and took an early retirement from the National Basketball Association as opposed to getting this vaccine. Now, here's something that's very interesting that I heard on another blog talk show earlier today while I was at work. The NFL player Aaron Rodgers, he sat there and lied and said that he got vaccinated. And I don't know if they're going to suspend his ass or what. But then you have the coon-ass Yasa boss, Stephen A. Smith, you know, advocating that people need to take the vaccine and all that. Hey, will you brain-dead Negroes please do the black community a great favor? Go kill yourselves. Go get that. Take a double dose of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, excuse me, General. I think we got somebody on the line that's muted real quick. I believe it's Sister Brandy.
Okay, hold on. Let me look at this right here. All right, let me put some eyes on. This is what happens when you get old. Can't see a damn.
Right, you're too young. You're too young, General.
Yeah, okay, let's see here. Okay, yeah, we got somebody calling out the 720 number. The last four is 4185.
Yep.
And we just unmuted their mic.
Debbie Meek,
okay,
Shabaka.
Is that Brandy? Hey, how you been?
Yep.
Yeah, Twizy. What's up, Twizy?
I'm in the house. Made it, finally. Yeah, I'm
Twizy, let me introduce you to Dazzle. Dazzle, this is Twizy.
Yeah, I heard her spit a little bit. I heard her talk a little bit. Hi, right, how you doing? Blessings, how you doing? Thank you for coming.
Good, sir.
I'm here. That's all we can say.
You need to do a mass walkout on the NFL, the NBA, the major leagues, and just say, fuck them. We got the money. Let's start our own leagues and say, fuck them.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm
and then too,
needs to happen.
I'm going to bring in an economical fact that there on that there, too, General, that you brought it up. With the talent that we got, right, if all the major black players – in all three major sports of the NBA, the National Football League, and Major League Baseball were to form their own league, those major leagues, the motherfuckers will crumble within about 1 year. It's because people will come see our talent more so than these wannabe motherfuckers who ain't never going to be like us in the first place. You see what I'm saying? And those major sports leagues, I honestly believe after they start consuming their own savings to maintain their existence, I think that they'll be shut down within about 2 years at best. And also, too, I want to bring up a fact right here, is that I just got information that all the cargo container ships off the coast of San Francisco, the port of Oakland, is empty. And, of course, as we all do know, the Silicon Game Valley and its bullshit is headquartered right there in the, how should I say, the Bay Area. I would use another term for them, but they got too much.
I was hoping they were
going to
stop.
Say that again.
I was hoping that the trucks and shit would stop moving, because that's how you get in the government's pocket, is by stopping their pockets.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I mean, in order to get done, shit has to stop. So if you stop
boycott the motherfuckers.
They have no other choice but to answer your questions about tangibles, about fucking reparations.
You're
There's
right.
no reason
yes,
they
ma'am.
Should have anything. If you hold it all back,
yes, ma'am.
If we hold it all back, that makes us in charge. That makes them in charge.
Yes, ma'am. And then look at the classic example of being set in the year 1955 with the Montgomery bus boycott. Because what happened with the Montgomery bus boycott.
If we all used our brains, we could make that stop.
Yeah, that's true indeed. We need to boycott them, boycott their system, take our kids out of their schools, start our own schools,
right.
Have our own corporations, our own brands, and them people will crumble, man. That'll bring them straight to their knees. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. And then what it'll also do, it will put the Yasa bosses out of business, which would be a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. But what they gonna do is that's when they gonna come with the strong arm and bring that martial law bullshit into effect and mandate shit. You know what I mean? You know.
Oh yes, sir.
I don't underestimate these motherfuckers,
there's
man.
There's more of
these
us
mother-
than there are of them. You just got to think about it like that.
Oh yes, ma'am. And this is why they're trying to have you use the card. They want a cashless society. They always want you to use the card. And the next fucking thing you're going to know within 2 years, when people go get slammed with this vaccine shit, oh, well, just put the place where you got shot at with the vaccine, and we can scan you that way right there.
Microchip.
And they may go fuck
the microchip. Right, and they're going to put the microchip on the brain you was talking about, the microchip that turns your device on and off and all that shit.
Oh, yes, sir. And then as one of our past commentators had stated, is that what it is they're going to have a kill switch in the motherfucker. So that means that if they don't dig what you're saying, is that they're going to shut you off, man. You know? Yeah. I mean, you know, they're going to straight set you off. And I think that Will Smith played in a movie about 12 years ago called I, Robot. And I think it was dealing with something like that. Okay, now the thing is that you got to understand is that Silicon Game Valley and Hollywood, you know what I'm saying, and you know my standard greeting and comment on them, okay, are in cahoots. Is because they got trillions of dollars at their disposal. You see what I mean? So what we got to do is that we got to unify on a Pan-African RBG basis and save ourselves. And all the other groups out there, you know, to quote our co-host, the one and only Trey Nkrumah, is go hold your own fucking nuts. We can't do it no
more. If they ain't down, let them drown. If they ain't down, let them drown.
Oh, indeed. Yes, indeed. So therefore, so when you motherfuckers sit up there and say, well, Shabaka, y'all preaching, hating all that bullshit, okay, look at your past. And also, too, let's talk about critical race theory. Because guess what, people?
Damn.
That shit is the most confusing thing ever.
No, ma'am. What critical race theory is that they don't want our children, they don't want our children to know about the brutalization, the degradation, the humiliation, and the inhumane treatment that was practiced upon our people when they were brought to these shores, starting in 1619.
I know that part.
What's confusing is why we're discussing it when we already know what the fuck
we need to be doing. That's the confusing part. Is all of a sudden we need to discuss why they haven't put that shit in school, why we've been saying it. All of a sudden we're discussing why they don't want us to have it. We already know.
Exactly.
We already know why they don't want us to have it.
They want you to forget about your history and feed you a whole bunch of history. They want to feed you the bullshit. You know, they want you to think all kind of mystery bullshit that don't even make sense. So, you know, fuck them.
Exactly.
You know,
That's been happening.
And then they're trying to push all these fucking propaganda on us, you know, making us think that homosexuality and all this other shit is cool. You know what I mean? From what I hear, I heard they're turning Robin gay, Superman bisexual, all this shit. They're targeting the kids, man. You know, they're trying to feminize, demonize, demasculinize, criminalize, and find a way to commercialize black children.
Right, but part of the reason me and Che got taken off of YouTube the other day was because we read the homosexual, the Gay Manifesto. That's what happened. I read the Gay Manifesto on my shit, out loud for everybody and their mama to hear. Man, this shit has been targeted at us since, what, 1987?
34 years.
That whole manifesto was a whole, yep, that whole manifesto that I read out loud on fucking, on my shit. They got my show took off, right, on YouTube, was because I decided the world needed to rethink and hear the gay manifesto all over again. How they want everything to be like that. How on this alleged manifesto, they've been over there, you know, on the line to take over fucking shit and make motherfuckers gay and exile fucking the family. It's a whole thing. I read it online, out loud. And that's what my shit is.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
So,
oh, yes,
they're attacking
they
our children, and this
on
manifesto
that.
Is only like the pre-coming of a motherfucker of their gay interludes, okay? That's what I'm going to say. That's what it is. The pre-coming
okay,
of the gay interludes
too.
Of their motherfucking wipeout.
Attack
okay,
of the weirdos.
Okay, and then to prove her premise even further. And then keep in mind, with Silicon Game Valley being headquartered over there near Boys Town, where Kamala Harris was the district attorney at called San Francisco, oh, yeah, they got money and they got juice to do just that. But what we could do, black family, is with our buying habits, with our cohesiveness, we could drop this shit dead in his tracks, just like how Muhammad Ali used to catch his opponents coming in for that flurry, which was the triple jab, right cross, left hook, right uppercut, left hook, and overhand right. Now, here's how we do this. First place, and I don't mean no disrespect, ladies and men, and do let me say that this is why this show is for those 18 years of age and over. Keep all heterosexual relationships
going. Yeah, that gay manifesto, man.
Gone.
I read it so hard. It was so fucking bad. I was just like, oh, my God. Like, how did nobody not remind us that this shit existed once a month? For 34 years.
You are correct about that. Now, this is why when Alexander the Barbarian had went down there into Kemet, what he did with his troops, he brought fuckboys with him. So therefore, when he out on his campaigns, he brought fuckboys, homosexuals, boys, not men, to fucking ass or have them fuck him in his ass while he's out there on a campaign, right? But you know what the African kings did when they had to go out there and handle their business in a great Sahara that they call the Sahara Desert? Mansa Musa made the statement to one of his generals. He says, okay, Your Majesty, you coming with me, Queen, you know, out here as I go handle this business. One of his generals says, Mansa Musa, why are you taking the Queen with you? Because I'd much rather die in a battlefield with my Queen by my side as opposed to leaving her at the palace, and that motherfucker get overran and she gets violated by these invaders who we getting ready to wipe off the goddamn earth. Fucking
for a lot of campaign. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see? It didn't work, people. Okay? Every other motherfucking group out here is capitalizing off the benefits and quote-unquote civil rights that we went up there, got busted upside the head for, murdered, you see what I mean? And then when a great man at 24 years old started an organization called the Black Panther Party over 55 years ago in Oakland, California, they're going to call him a terrorist. But program and the basis of the 10 wants and what they believe was based on the Declaration of Independence. Now, this is the part these motherfuckers don't want you to know. Now, keep in mind that when they wrote the Declaration of Independence in 1776, the majority of these motherfuckers were raping, slave trading, pedophiles. Why do you think in Hollywood they always make that porn with black females with four and five white boys on her at the same time. All sisters,
that's
you
the devil.
Give me some money.
That's the devil. That's the devil,
oh,
brother.
Totally.
That's the devil and his ways. You know what I mean? And another thing about that 1776, that's the birth date of the Illuminati.
Okay,
just
drop knowledge. Okay.
You know,
drop knowledge. Okay.
So they're all aligned, brother. You know what I mean? What's going on is a conspiracy against the original man and the original woman, man. You know what I mean? They're trying to take us out. They're trying to enslave us again. Like I always say, you know, we weren't freed. What happened was now it's a psychological, biochemical form of slavery. We went deeper into slavery. Now we're just into some weirder slavery. Nothing against the ancestors that came before us because that slavery was harsh. You know what I mean? It was brutal. But now this is taking a whole different turn. And it's developed into something else. This is still slavery. We're still under occupation. We're all wars of the state. You know what I mean? And if you don't believe so, shit, you have a Social Security number. You know what I mean? You have a brand. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They got a file on your ass. You know, so
yes,
food for thought. Sister Dazzle, you got any comments, sister?
Yeah.
She's still on here.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay,
my
go
brother.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, Brandy is.
Oh, okay. Sister Dazzle, get off.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, Twinsy. Oh, Dazzle's on there. Dazzle, Bill, let them know something. I know you got gems and jewels.
I said, it just really comes to really all of being able to think for yourself. Like, this is all like that influencer. It really is. It's the influence. Everybody is running around here being sheep. But when you think for yourself and you question everything, none of this is even seems half-assed logical. Like that's why I don't even understand how it's even such a trend, you know, because how are you such a follower? How has the culture became to the way that you can just believe any old thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes us to not fall for the bullshit. If we keep falling for the bullshit, they're going to keep feeding into us, period.
Yeah, exactly. And
yes,
then
ma'am.
What happens is,
like,
you
I mean, it takes to take
the
stance. Like, I myself, I got two kids.
Right.
Okay.
They're homeschooled. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to take that stance. You know, I'm not in an establishment where I got to worry about, oh, jab or job. No, I own several businesses. We can't complain if we're not willing to do the steps to make the change. Quit going into depending on these people to feed you. Like I said, if they could feed you, they could starve you. And that's why they're grinding on the necks right now, because so many people are dependent. They dependent. But
yes,
who's going to stand up and make that change? You know what I'm saying? Everybody hollering about what's wrong, but who's really doing the steps to actually make a difference? You know what I'm saying? You got to own that. Where's the ownership?
Ma'am.
You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing to start a school. It's not nothing to go to your friend's house. You know what I'm saying? Be like, okay, girl, this day I'm going to teach your kids. This day you're going to teach my kids, and we're going to pitch it. You know, it's not nothing to do business with each other. People just rather do all their money at Walmart. We can't even, you know, support each other. And you wonder why it's so much division or why it's so easy for people to come in and infiltrate. That's why. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Like,
are you
lazy that you let babysit your kids? You letting the TV babysit your kids so you're not even seeing what they're watching? That's why they're being so heavily influenced, because these electronics are doing the parenting now.
Exactly. You're damn right, because with these electronics, I got to go to 12, 13, 14, and 15 years old just how to work this bullshit. Yes, indeed. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what's happening. And what it is that Xbox,
what?
Facebook, Tweety Bird,
what?
Other raggedy-ass motherfucker over there in San Bruno, what's that? YouTube. You know what I mean? They're raising our youth. And, of course, they know this because they got these technologists who stay up nights with this bullshit to target our black youth to get them to hate themselves. You know what I'm saying? Now, Hollywood is going to project the image of these Barbie dolls with this one here talking about this is a symbol of beauty. But I find it very, very interesting that you white boys there in Hollywood want to get our sisters to go do that porn shit with you. I find that
very confusing. That they're embedded into these shows. Like, why do you have all this transgendered mess in children's shows? This is what I'm saying. If parents are not even catching on and seeing what they're trying to perpetrate through these damn TV shows, it's way worse. And you wonder why their heads is all twisted up. Like, cut that shit off. Get a book. Go outside and play. You got your option.
Yeah.
You got your option. Give an alternative.
Twin, get in there.
What? She got a point, Dad.
About the subject. Now I'm talking to Twin. Brandy.
But she got a point. Everything she's saying, she got a point. I mean, look.
Yes, ma'am.
The white man's been pimping, trying to pimp out the sister forever. Okay? He does. He gets in her mind. He tells her whatever she thinks she wants to hear. You know what I mean? At that moment, and the next thing you know, she's been there, and she, next thing you know, she's a bed witch, right? And we all mad at her. But we really don't need to be mad at her. We need to be mad at what we didn't give her in order for her to do what she felt like she needed to do. And instead of fucking, like, you know, persecuting the sister of Hollywood, we need to really be persecuting the motherfucking oppressors that hold back her money, that hold back... and tell her the worst shit about herself to make her feel like she needs to do those things, when she really didn't need to do those things. Let's start looking at what we haven't gave the black woman. What we keep taking from the black woman. You know what I mean? Let's look at it like
yes,
that.
Ma'am.
Yes, indeed. And then also, too, General, let me make this statement right here. Definitely check us out on Tuesday night at our regular time. And the name of that episode is Stop the Sexploitation of the Black Woman. And so, Queens, let all the other Queens know, call in. And then I got an intel report right here that we're going to have a hater who hates black women who's going to be calling in and let his ass have it. Because I told his ass he is on his own, that he will not be representing this platform and take the hate and humiliate his ass. You know what I'm saying? And brother,
he
knows who I'm talking about.
He's doing it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know what he's doing. He probably just needs something to get him hard for the rest of the day or something. You know what I mean? So I think you come out and you get everybody riled up. And everybody get mad and bash his ass, and that'll be him getting his jollies for the day. But I bet you if we just get around a little bit, he might not even get that arousal he's seeking. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, me personally, I feel sorry for the brother. But moving right here on our list right here. Now, as we all know, that Dr. Fauci was up before a senator by the name of Rand Paul. And Rand Paul had told Fauci that he was full of shit, which he is, and that the goddamn vaccines ain't working or doing what they're supposed to do. And Rand Paul called him out on it, and Fauci's sitting up there with his thumb up his ass, looking dumb with it. So if that day ain't enough to convince you that this scamdemic, plandemic bullshit is just that. You see what I mean? And he was sitting there saying nothing, and you could look at the motherfucker trying to figure out a lie to tell.
Them people are devious. Man. That's why they're called the devil. That's why we call them the devil. In the nation, we call them the devil. They're corrupt. You know, everything they touch, they contaminate, they dilute. You know what I mean? Eurocentric ideas, you know, are designed to instill fear in our children, to cause confusion amongst our people. You know, I mean, out with the Eurocentrism and in with the Afrocentrism. You know what I mean? Black, red, white. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that as well, too, is, wait a minute. Uh-oh. We got our man calling in there, the one and only Mr. Brother Isaiah. What's going on there with you, Brother Isaiah? How you be?
What's going on, man? I'm good, Black family. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, man. All right.
I've been out there in B-more, brother.
Yeah, son, it's the same old shit every day. You know what I'm saying? Different day.
Brother Isaiah?
So what's up? What's
that brother
up?
Isaiah on the phone?
Yeah,
brother
Isaiah.
What's the show about tonight?
Zero.
What's
right?
Brother Isaiah know how we get down. He's been with us since day zero.
Right, ground zero.
Oh, by the way,
from the bottom
Isaiah.
Up to the top. Yep.
Hey, Brother Isaiah. Okay, Tuesday's next show, man, is going to be Stop the Sexploitation of Black Women, right? Now, I heard from your favorite boy who you despise who wants to call in Tuesday night to crumb bum on black women. And once again, I told him, man, you're doing it at your own risk.
He called in? No,
not tonight. He said he want to call in Tuesday and give him the business. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. We're going to
give him the business.
Yep, you already know.
Yeah, we're going to
give
him the business.
Yeah, he can't call in. He can't call in. Right, but he can't call him because we're going to make sure we're going to bust his ass.
Well,
yeah,
I'm with you.
He's calling at his own risk.
Right.
He's calling for his own life. He's going to need a lifeline. He might as well prepare himself.
Because
he keeps regurgitating that bullshit from that
the black woman, right. Thomas Sotomayor, trying to be like him.
That's that Willie Lynch shit. Destroy the black woman. Degrade the black woman.
He have no clue, right? He don't have no clue. He's not educated. He's uneducated.
Ignorance to have is ignorance of self. Mr. Muhammad talked
about
that.
It's a crime.
Every time when I see some black man on the talk bad about this about the sisters, he must have hate his mama, his sister, all that. That's why I'm like, you know what?
Oh yeah, there's definitely some type of issue with that, brother. You know, most definitely. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't get
like,
me wrong.
That's bad.
Yeah, you know, but don't get me wrong.
Brother General.
Yes, sir.
General, I want to advertise Frontline Black News tonight at 10 o'clock Mountain Time, 12 o'clock Eastern Time, which is 9 o'clock Western Time for all our listeners. Huh?
Therefore,
yes, sir.
And 9 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, you know, Brother Isaiah, you know you can get on our show. I don't know why you never want to get on our show. You ain't even got to go on camera.
StreamYard tonight. Okay, on StreamYard tonight, I will show once again a $100 bill, crazy-ass motherfucker named Ben Franklin on it, for you bunny bird motherfuckers out there who can prove your last menstruational cycle. And if you can, I will give you the damn $100. And when you motherfuckers can, you pass that us $1,000.
I know that's right.
Yeah, sure. This was brought to you by frontlinecampaign.org. Check us out. Frontline Black News at 10 o'clock Mountain Time, 12 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Western Time. And that is on StreamYard. I don't know all the platforms it's on. Sister Brandy knows. Sister Brandy?
The platform.
StreamYarding. We're going to be StreamYarding, but I hear you. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah. What platforms are those on?
Frontline Black News. Okay, breathe. All right. Frontline Black News is on, will come on YouTube, Facebook, and
StreamYard. Facebook,
yeah,
because they are putting us in jail.
Oh,
no, Facebook jail.
Yeah,
and that is hosted by Brandy and Shay Paris.
Yep.
For
right.
a Stormline campaign. So indeed. You know, but yeah, you know, we're putting it together also clever, and what I'm noticing is that Glass Joe Biden, you know, he's Public Enemy number one right now because he's on some bullshit.
Yeah, totally. And then keep in mind, that is the same motherfucker that sat up there and endorsed that federal crime bill during the Clinton regime in 1996 that led to
strike law.
Okay,
yeah.
But however, though, yeah, but we got to put something out there, though, is that due to the high crime in the black community, there was a lot of our people who were saying, do something about, you know, the self-degradation within the black community. Now, mass incarceration did not work is because what it did was it had targeted black males to be imprisoned, okay, that thoroughly fucked up our moral character on a collective basis as young black men.
Right.
And we got to counterman that damage. You see what I mean? And it's just mm-hmm. like what Sister was saying was, Sister Dazzle was saying is homeschool our youth, start your own businesses. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Fuck the National Basketball Association. Fuck Major League Baseball. Fuck the National Football League. And I advocate every black player out there, you cats need to organize your money together and put it
you
together start
a
own
like
league,
athletes,
and
so
you will
fight
them motherfuckers in less than
one.
5 years just off the natural law of macroeconomics.
I know, right? All the money, all this spike on the athletes I'm making, they're not going to come. They never come to our community. They never build nothing. They never come together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They never build.
Yes, sir.
They never build no store, you know, no public domination. You know, all those public schools we have out here, they should build something like that. That's all.
Hell yeah, it's just like Elijah Muhammad had the University of Islam.
Right. There in Chicago. Yeah, you're right.
But bring down that macro, what is it, macro, micro economics, brother, bring some of that down. I'm sure Sister Dazzle has some input on that, too, because she's well informed about that stuff. Go ahead, brother, please.
Macroeconomics, M-A-C-R-O, economics, deals with the economy overall,
mm-hmm.
okay, overall. Microeconomics, M-I-C-R-O economics, deals with the economics of the firm or that of a business, corporation, conglomerate, what have you. You know what I mean? And this is
yes,
the knowledge
yes,
that
sir,
they
yes,
don't
sir.
Want us to have. You see? They
right,
just
yes,
want us there to be out there drunk, strung out, killing each other,
mm-hmm.
calling our women a B-word, you see what I mean? That type of shit.
Right.
And they got the audacity to call it bullshit progress.
Yeah. That should
count
me up. Because I'm tired of seeing that shit around my wedding. I've been seeing that shit like, see our brothers and sisters just hanging out as they end up at the liquor store. I'm like, being a strong guy, I'm like, come on now. Like,
you can do better. You can do
better. Standing out there in front of the damn liquor store talking about they trying to get Shorty out of jail.
Right. if I try to talk about it, the people trying to look at me like I'm crazy. I'm like okay, you don't see what's going on.
Okay, well you see, brother Isaiah, what that is, sir. What that is the dumbing down effect that we have been subjugated to ever
mm-hmm.
since that we was brought to these shores. Is what that is.
Right.
And right there where you at, brother Isaiah, in the great state of Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Annapolis
yep.
was a major slave port. Major slave port was,
sure was
South Carolina. Another major
right.
slave port was New Orleans, Louisiana. Another major
right.
slave port in the Caribbean was
mm-hmm.
Santo Domingo. Havana, Cuba,
yes, sir. Yep.
The Virgin Islands,
right.
the Bahamas,
all that,
Veracruz,
yep.
Mexico,
all that. Yep.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
South America, Rio de Janeiro was the major slave port.
I say that's
port
South America
for the
too.
Portuguese.
Yep.
Yeah, you see,
and
yeah,
you
they
are black. You are black. Dominicans, you are black. Puerto Ricans, you are black. black, Colombians, you are black.
Exactly.
You know, if you don't know, you need to know.
Right.
Because they know.
I think,
you know
right,
what I mean?
I want to say one thing.
Okay,
right,
well,
I've been
one at a
like
time. Now, everybody get a chance to speak. Now, one at a time. One at a time now. Everybody get a
sorry
chance
about
to
that,
speak.
Yo. The sisters were speaking. Go ahead, sister.
Go sister, bro.
I said...
Whatever sister was talking.
Young, you're black. Accept it already. And try to your wife.
Well, see, yes, people, here, here's the crux of it. Okay, hold on. Here's the crux of it. The only difference between an African-American, an Afro-Brazilian, an Afro-Dominican, an Afro-Puerto Rican was a damn boat stop. Now, keep in mind is that when the Portuguese, the British, the French, the Dutch, right, when they put
right.
a lot of people on them slave ships, after marching them, forced marching them there to the point of no return called Gory Island off of Ghana, if I got it right. When they passed the point of no return, them motherfuckers, you know, was only interested in one thing and one thing only. Hey, we'll go over here to Havana, sell one quarter of these niggas on this boat to them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go over here to San Domingo, sell about another 20 over there. We'll go to San Juan, Puerto Rico, sell another 20 over there, and then the rest, you know, we'll get rid of in New Orleans, Louisiana,
yeah.
Charleston, South Carolina.
Excuse me, General. Sister Brandy's back in the queue. She just got back on, if you could let her in. She just texted
you. Yes, oh, okay. Look.
Then,
okay, hold
I
on.
I
want
to give
hold
an opportunity
on.
To Sister Sister Dazzle to promote herself and her businesses online, you know, because she, you know, we got to uplift each other. We got to help each other.
Right.
Sister
right.
Dazzle, if you want to promote yourself, go right ahead, sister.
Go,
sister. So I guess you can basically describe what I do as a success consultant. I like to help people to be able to get the job done the most easy and efficient way, and that comes to where it's either cryptocurrency, building a business online, organizing a team, mindset, self personal development hacks, building apps, just whatever. I have a lot of skill sets, so that's pretty much what I do. So if you want to contact me, you can go to whatdazdo.club, and yeah. Everything that I do.
How do you spell that? What Daz? What? How do you spell that? Can you give them the details? WHATDAZZ.
DO. Dot club.
Okay.
DO.gov. Oh, dot club.
So I'm like a Jill of all trades. I do a lot of things, but my two core are online business development and cryptocurrency education. Because, I mean, like, just think of it now. Like, you're talking about they want everything digital, and that's so that they can cut off the money and go into a cashless society. So you need to have other alternatives. So I actually, you know, own my own money, too.
I got that fake money, but I got those as well.
But that's just the thing. You want to talk about hit them where it hurts, just like this brand was saying. You know, hit them in they pocket. You know, we pull our money out of the world and put it all in the cryptocurrency.
I agree.
And crypto they
have. No,
yes, sir. Yes.
Let them Zeus or their pockets out too. Put them in their pockets. Man.
But
I mean,
right,
just even think of it
out.
Like the music industry. You know what I'm saying? Like that's like
right.
where they take advantage the most. I mean, and just moving that into a crypto space, you immediately owe your masters and the royalties to your music, and you can do it independently. You don't even need them.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I agree with moving money out of somewhere. And I agree with stopping. I agree with stopping everything. Like, well, you ain't got to, you know, we got the power. We ain't got to spend with them. I concur on that, for sure.
Oh, indeed.
Thank you so much, Sister Dazzle. You know, you definitely had a gem. And I appreciate the black woman. So, Sister Brandy, Sister Dazzle, please tune in you know, to specifically Sister Dazzle, to every Tuesday. Brandy, she part of the squad. But Sister Dazzle, if you could chime in and tell a friend to tell a friend to get on there on Tuesday at 7 o'clock Mountain Time. And Tronique is to stop the sexploitation of the black woman, and because that's a major issue. Because, you know, according to the Willie Lynch letters, they're targeting the black woman because the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
Real talk.
Right, just because the black woman is the first teacher.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
The black woman is the teacher. The black woman is the first teacher. She's the first everything.
Yes, sir. She's a Q-U-E-E-N queen, qualified, unified, educated, efficient, nurturer. You know what I mean? And, you know, if you look at the chessboard, the most powerful piece is the queen.
Right.
You know, so.
That's right.
Yep.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
Yeah,
so. He dropped out of the queue. Sorry, I thought she dropped out of the queue. Yeah. She can go ahead and call back on in. Call back in, Brandon, if you could hear us. Okay.
Right, call back.
All right, but anyway, we got 30 minutes left off in the show, and of course, you know, in about our last 10 minutes, we're going to do our closing comments, because I see what these dirty bastards have been doing over here is that they've been, you know, pulling the plug of us. They ain't even giving us no more overtime. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
we're
definitely, of course,
oh,
you know, we're going to get our message out.
They figured out the truth about us, man.
Head, you know how we get on. That only means, man, that
right.
We're telling the truth, and these motherfuckers can't
exactly.
Stand it. So
right. They
cannot
handle
bitch.
It. Right. They'd be like, oh, my God, they keep telling us like it is. We got to pull the plug. They know too much. But, nothing's going to stop us. We're going to keep on doing it. We're going to keep doing it till the wheels fall off. Keep on doing it.
yeah, that's without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is that they want to sit up here and believe in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and the banana in the tailpipe.
Right.
Once again, they want to piss on our heads.
And also,
tell us it's rain.
They also want
they
us
want
to
shit on us
a,
and tell us that
they also want to believe us
that
a
no.
Trans man is a woman. And the trans woman is a real woman. And a trans man is a real
man.
Man,
you hit the nail on the head on that one.
Right,
yes, sir.
Come
and that's
on,
why
man.
I say on the stream, y'all, and I'm saying it here on the Black Experience Enhanced, I got $100 bill for you motherfuckers out there who is men who could prove your last menstrual cycle, and when you motherfuckers
mm-hmm.
cannot, then cash app us $1,000.
And
what's
they still up? Got that. Adam's apple too. I was like, no, like you're still a man. You still got that long ass Adam's apple on your neck, and you still got the power of
yes,
salmon.
Yeah.
It's causing confusion and chaos. You know, confusion and chaos. Why? Because a confused mind does nothing. Like even if you think about the learning methods that they're utilizing in the schools now, the math is totally different. They have all these extra steps
mm-hmm.
to get to the direct point. Why? Because a confused mind does nothing.
Exactly. You're right about that, sister. That's what I've got on.
All that algebra,
I do that shit. I hate that algebra shit because it confuses, because it's connected with numbers and the letters. They'd be like 23 plus 5.
Okay, but hold on, Brother Isaiah, if I may say something. If I may say something, Brother Isaiah, you have to understand, sir, we gave the world mathematics. You see what I'm saying? So it's
right.
Not so much as
we are mathematics. We are mathematics, bro. We are
yes,
logic. We're walking knowledge. You know what I mean?
Yes,
nothing
yes,
would
yes.
exist without us. We're the gods and queens of this universe, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whether people want to admit it or not, everything stems from us. That's why we're the original man. We're the origin of everything. Everything came from us. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You're right
you know,
about that.
Yes, sir.
You're right
you
about that. You're right. Yep. And the science, too. Yep, science, technology.
Oh,
yeah. Right. All the kingdom.
Yeah, all this is knowledge.
We gave the world science and technology. And I see we got another caller here on board. All they got to do is press one, and they could speak on the air. Okay, we definitely appreciate them calling out the 810 area code. But we gave the world science, technology, medicine, navigation, geography. Okay, now they try to teach the world that this drunk, thinking-ass bastard by the name of Columbus discovered America. Now how in the entire fuck you going to claim that you discovered something
right.
and somebody was already
was
standing there on the shore?
Standing up, like, Like I said,
he did not
discover shit. That he just only he just only colonized this whole shit, so he didn't do shit. He didn't discover. He just colonized the colonized ruined the whole world and that we live in right now.
A devil is one who does evil. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they do everything backwards. And when you take live, because we living, right? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes.
And you take live and you spell it backwards, it spells evil. Anything that's done backwards and unnatural and manufactured and fabricated
right.
and false is evil.
That's evil, brother.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Proof
of thought.
Exactly.
It's all evil,
exactly.
bro. Yeah, all this shit.
You know what I'm saying? And then the cold part about it is when people like
anything contrary to righteousness is evil. You know what I mean? Anything contrary to the ways of black people. That's why in the theme for tonight, I said the natural godly ways of black people, because we're one with nature. You know what I mean? We're
That's
one
right.
with nature, and our ways and our nature and our mannerism is built on righteousness. You know what I mean? When
yes,
I notice sir. About the other man, you know, their ways and actions manifest devilishment and things that are unnatural and evil.
Unnatural.
You know what I mean? So,
right.
you know, the conduct speaks for itself, basically, what I'm trying to say. You know, our conduct
oh,
and
absolutely.
Our nature is different than theirs.
Definitely, brother.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh,
yep.
yes, sir. And then, like
that's,
I said,
that's
true for to all you
that's
individuals out
dog.
There that talk that shit, you know, and I'm mainly talking about you Caucasoids who say that we're all the same. Hey, meet
oh,
me
Lord.
In a place called Palm Springs, California,
right.
next June on the first day of summer, and I will show you within 20 minutes that we are not the goddamn
same,
and be sure to forget your sunscreen, okay?
Damn.
And
right.
there is no argument what undisputed truth. Now, you all could hate on Chewbacca.
Right.
You all could hate on Chewbacca's black experience in hand. You can hate on
that's
us.
Why
you
every time
Chewbacca's black experience
right.
in hand. But I'd be goddamn if I don't sit up there and believe the banana in the tailpipe. I'll be goddamn if I don't sit up there and believe that a motherfucker with a 5 o'clock shadow
right.
and Adam's apple and a hand,
and the hands apple, right?
The
and
the hands
so damn big.
Could have a menstruational
right.
cycle.
Right.
So indeed. How's our time right now, Chewbacca? Well, what's our time looking like? So we can do the close
what's the time
comments. We're all
yeah, what's
general.
The time limit?
Okay. We got 23 minutes left off in the show. So therefore,
okay.
folks,
okay.
definitely we're going to start our closing comments in 13 minutes. It's because they don't give
okay.
us overtime no more. I mean, they pull the plug on us down to the second.
Damn, so
damn.
No more overtime for us? No
that
more
we are getting somewhere.
I'm black family?
No,
nah, right.
there ain't
well,
no
man,
more
damn.
Overtime, Brother Isaiah. They did it to the, did it to the last three times in a row when I was
I,
on a 30-day
yeah,
suspension from Fascist Book. You know what I'm saying? And it's a distinct possibility that I'll be getting suspended again because I'll be damned if I'm going to sit up here and call one of these goony bird confused-ass men who's got
so what,
his rectum
right.
confused with the woman's reproductive organs.
Damn.
Right. Yeah, I don't like
that. They're so confused and they're going to lose, man. You know, wisdom,
yeah,
right? If you look at wisdom, this is two words put together, wise and dumb, or wise and dumb, right? You know what I mean? If you ain't wise, it'll spell you're doomed. D-O-R-M. If you ain't wise, it'll spell you're doomed. So use a little bit of wisdom. You know what I mean? Stop holding for the banana tailpipe. Stop believing in motherfucking unicorns and all that bullshit.
Don't
you know what I mean? Santa Claus
rainbow
in the sky. You know,
right.
Yeah, we need to
right
look at what we have right here on the ground, and it's black and it's brown. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going down.
Oh,
right.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Just
believe in yourself.
Research. Don't take somebody's word for nothing. Like, do your own research. If people do
that's
their
fact.
Own research, actually read and do the studying, the knowledge is there.
Right.
It's privy to anyone yes. who actually wants to take the initiative to go see it. But it's that laziness.
Right.
Just know I'll take your word for it.
Right.
Oh,
you got to read between the lines. Got to read between the lines, Black family. Like, just don't read the words. Just read the between the lines of what they get, you know. Do some research and rewrite it.
Oh, yeah. And you see, just like what Professor George G.M. James proved in his writing, I believe, in the year 1955, called Stolen Legacy. Now, my question out there to anybody within earshot of these earwaves, how come you ain't heard shit about these fuck boys like Aristotle, Plato, Socrates until they went to Kemet?
Right.
And so what they do, they go down there, they call Kemet Egypt, okay?
Oh,
damn. When you look at the Great Sphinx, why did they shoot the nose off of the great things that Napoleon did, dude with the little
because,
man.
Because they don't want to think that the Kemet is black. That's why.
That shit is called plagiarism, brother. It's called plagiarism.
Indeed.
Anytime you
it
take
is.
Somebody's
indeed.
Work and try to act like it's yours, that's plagiarism, brother. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's
so
exactly
they,
what it is.
They need to credit. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. No. What the research is, you got so many people who want to pull out the King James Version and ain't even done their research on King James. You feel me?
Right.
Like, do your own research. Do your own research.
Come on. Exactly.
Okay,
they
now,
trying to read the King James Version. That's so crazy. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, my question is this. Is it true that King James committed matricide for the affections of another man?
Yep.
Damn. I don't know nothing about that.
Okay,
I know he was
okay.
a devil for real, and I know he came out with a book called Demonology before he put his stamp on the Bible. He came out with a book called Demonology, Word is Bad. You know what I mean? Conjure up spirits and all that crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? So them people
right.
into some dark. I ain't even gonna say dark. They're into
none
some
of,
evil shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, some evil shit.
Trickery and treachery. That's what they are.
Yeah,
that's what they've been on, and that's what they're gonna stay on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So you know, right. I teach that. Black people is God, you know what I mean? So, you know, God versus devil,
that's
and God's going to win every time.
We are the original people, that's first and foremost. The Holy Trinity is the black man, the black
yes,
woman,
sir.
And the black child.
Right.
That's,
now,
that's
for all you
black
people.
Black
yes, sir. Now, also, too, I want to crumb bomb on this chicken pecking ass scratching Uncle Tom by the name of Al Sharpton. Now, I saw a video. Okay, I don't know whose ball it was. I think it was Brother Che's wall. Well, it showed this ignorant bastard sitting up there tap dancing, skinning and grinning, and whatnot, looking like what Hollywood had produced in the 1920s called the Dancing Little Darcy. Now, keep in mind, there was a silent film called Birth of a Nation made in the year 1915.
Oh, I remember that.
Okay, right. By a sick son of a bitch by the name of D.W. Griffith.
Bishop
and
Griffith, yeah.
And that is what Griffith Park in Los Angeles is named after, D.W. Griffith.
Man, they named
made
it after
film
him?
Called Birth of a Nation, showing black people in the U.S. Congress barefooted eating chicken.
That's the stereotype of movie right there, Black Family. And that's what we got right now today, too. Bunch of stereo-ass type of movies and TV shows, like the Love and Hip Hop shit, like too much drama. Fighting and trying to make us look bad. Like, come on now. Like, this is all this.
All that drama causes trauma, man. The drama causes trauma. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
For real. Brother, what's our time looking like, General?
Okay, we're down to 16 minutes, General, so we're going to be doing closing comments in about 6 minutes. Okay, but
cool.
I said, though, is that the reason that this podcast was created, it was created during the 50th anniversary of the Black Panther Party in Oakland, California. And the Black Panther Corner is at 16th and Adeline in Oakland, California. And on the corner of 9th and Mandela Parkway, as we do know recently, is that they unveiled the bust or statue-like of Dr. Huey Percy Newton and recognizing his contribution to our people's history with the Black Panther Party. Also, too, we want it to be noted is that Dr. King, shortly before his murder in 1968, he did make the statement that he did lead our people into a burning house.
Yeah, people to the burning house. Right.
Yeah, so therefore we have to give that brother his props for realizing his mistake. You know what I mean? And then looking at some of Dr. King's interviews and what have you when he was alive, he did mention the fact that we have got to acquire the factors of production, and I'm sure Sister Dazzle will agree with me, and the factors of production are land,
labor.
Capital, and risk management, what they call entrepreneurship. It is just a French term meaning risk taker. And with us being black people in America, every damn day we step out our front doors, we're taking a risk. So we might as well go out here and build our own businesses. Fuck working for Walmart.
Right now. Right. We got to build our new Black Wall Street. It's time to brand new build Black New Wall Street. Come on now.
And then thank you for reminding me, brother Isaiah.
It's about rebuilding the self-image, too.
Right.
The self-image of the community, because that's why, you know what I'm saying, this, the level and standards are so low. You know, it's like fall from grace. You know, that standard has to be re-instilled. Those bars have to be risen. You know, that love has to be poured. You know, the self-love is not there. And where there's no self-love, well, there's turmoil.
And to prove your point even further, Sister Dazzle, this is why from the bottom of our hearts to the CEOs of Universal Music Group, to the heads of Paramount Pictures at 5555 West Melrose Avenue, to 20th Century Fox, to MGM Motion Pictures out there, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Culver City, and we say this here from the deepest of our heart, with the utmost of sincerity, when we tell you these two words are fuck you and for disrespecting us.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Making children.
And talking in our children and talking in our women.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is so degrading, right? Degrading our sisters and, you know, also degrading our children, too, because, you know, all the children got to sit down and watch that shit. Have to watch that shit. I've been like, turn the TV off. Time to read a book.
Oh, yeah. And I'm glad you brought that up there, too, Brother Isaiah. because they had that old classic saying that if you don't want a nigga to know something, put it off in the book. Let's start blowing that lie out the water. Start reading. Read the autobiography of Malcolm X. Read Revolutionary Suicide by Dr. Huey P. Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Read The Miseducation of the Negro by Carter G. Woodson.
Read the
correct on that.
ISIS papers.
Read and read The Agenda of Black Power by Dr. Amos Wilson.
And
from Babylon to Timbuktu, too. Read that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, you know what's crazy? Read, brother, the Quran tells the prophet to read, and it's about reading into things, looking at things and reflecting and being able to, you know, dissect things mentally.
Right.
You know what I mean? And process things.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Reading into things. Using discernment, that wisdom. Because if you ain't wise, you dumb. It's a thin line.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, General. Break it down.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Because the worst form of ignorance to have is ignorance of self. This is why all these computer-ass motherfuckers like Billy Porter is going out here wearing a goddamn dress.
Wearing a goddamn dress. And he's supposed to be the my favorite godmother on this dang movie.
Keeping it real. You know
that's
what I'm saying? And this is why we put the disclaimer in there.
Not only
this for those over the ages
Porter.
Of 18 years of age and over.
Right,
okay,
not,
folks,
right, not
we're winding down to our last 10 minutes. And let's go on with our closing comments. Okay, we're going to start with Sister Dazzle with her closing comments. And thank you for joining us, ma'am. What is your closing comment, Sister Dazzle?
I would say do your own research and do for self. Don't be dependent. Do whatever you can to be self-sufficient because it's what, they got you by the balls any other way.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That
Thank you,
Yes, ma'am. Okay, Brother Isaiah, your closing comment, sir.
All right. We'll make this short and sweet. Black family, we got to stick together. Black love, black unity, black power, all black everything. Got to come together as one because then it's one we all we got. You know what, y'all, don't take the vaccines. Don't take the vaccine. They're still trying to push it and trying to push out on us. Don't take that shit, please, because you never know what's up in them. And y'all need to, we need to come together as one. Black power, black love, black unity. I love y'all, peace.
Salute, brother.
Thank you, Brother Isaiah. Yeah, over there, the man off the East Coast, and Brother Isaiah's been with this platform from day zero.
Ground zero.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, is our producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D, as he has always said, that the show must go on. And Sister Dazzle, you're more than welcome to host the show on here, Brother Isaiah. You're more than welcome to host the show on here. Anchorman already knows how we get down. And this is your Bobby Black Experience Enhanced. You know, our co-host, the one and only Mr. Che and Krumah and Sister Brandy. We got the Anchorman, Brother Rymel. I'm your host and executive producer, Shabaka Sankare. Okay, General Rymel, sir.
Yes, sir. I want to give a formal salute to everybody from the Frontline Campaign, Shabaka, Sekou, Sharif Aleem, Bianca, Brother Paris, Sister Brandy, and myself. Frontlinecampaign.org, support us. Check us out on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, Frontline Black News, Revolutionary Agenda. You know, and I just want to say thank you for your support. Without you, there'd be no us. You know, if you look at the word us, it's you. You know what I mean? So
yes,
without
sir.
You, there'd be no You know, we need you.
Yes, sir.
We need each other.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Come together, also clever, so we can take it to the next level. Beyond military time, use your military mind to stay on your military grind. Salute from my campaign.org.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Shabaka Sankore. Definitely follow us on Twitter at Shabaka Capital EXP. Go to our Facebook like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. That day gives you the updates of our coming episodes. Definitely check out Frontline Black News. Definitely check out Sister Brandy and Brother Paris on StreamYard. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Revolutionary Agenda, because it's up to us to take care of us. And once again, to all you other groups, we can't do it for you no more. You got to go hold your own nuts. Okay? Because you motherfuckers don't make too much goddamn money up off of us for us to sit up here to ass scratch Yassabal and telling us that we are people of color. Fuck that. I ain't no person of color.
No,
I'm a black man in America. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go out with our outro tonight of The Future by the Queen Mother.
Y'all know who she is.
Tupac's auntie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Black power.
Salute.
Always.
I love the future. I love the idea of the future. I love the idea of saying, wait a minute, let's make a future. Let's make this pretty. Make it good. Make it sweet. Make it juicy. Make it real. Make it, you know, something other than bullshit. I want a future that, you know, is a people's future. That's up to everybody. Well, you know, you can have a bowl on the table and say, sit down, have some. Not that you have to hoard it or you have to watch your back to see who's going to take it away from you, but an open, free up future. And I feel that part of my of loving myself, part of being myself is feeling that I'm woman enough, human being enough to make that, you know, whether it's cooking it in my kitchen, cooking up in, on a piece of paper, whether it's cooking it up on the way I see things and the way I do things, I believe in loving the future, loving it enough to make it. And make it real. I believe in that, yeah. Okay. You know, it's like, I know I love John Coltrane. I know I love, you know, black beans and rice. I know I love my baby. I know I love my mama. Those are concrete loves that I can expand and say I love, you know, people from all places, all in the planet. And that's an abstract love. But it's a real love. It's universal. It's, you know, it's something that I'm working on trying to make stronger, trying to bigger, trying to make heavier, you know. But I think that one of the loves that's hardest to see is loving the future. I love the future, you know. I want to understand the past, and I work on it, constantly trying to understand. And I work on trying to understand the future, but I don't want to be here, you know. I want to go on. I want to open up. I want to free up. I want to, you know, let